This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the Huron County Nature Center Ladies Slipper Festival on Sunday, May the 24th, was well attended, with people hiking, searching for the slippers, and finding them, as well as enjoying many vendors on site along with live music. The Arboretum hosts many programs and events throughout the summer. The full list of events, dates, and times can be viewed in the photo that's included in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. And another news for today. The fee for trash collection will increase slightly in the village of Otter Lake, and some special events were also approved during the most recent meeting. The fee for trash collection will increase by 31 cents per month per household. However, the council rejected the request to charge $10 per month per household for recycling pickup and to do a survey of residents regarding additional recycling. In other township matters, the council also approved paying $750 per year for 10 years for the Southern Lynx Trailway lease and to buy 16 fire pit rings for the campground at a cost of $295 each. Also, approval was given for two special events. The Otter Lake Fire Department will be allowed to use the tennis court and small pavilion on July the 4th for their annual event. And approval was also given for the Rhythm Rodders Car Club to close Detroit Street and Genesee Street on Saturday, September the 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a car show. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, there could soon be a new business allowed in the village of Clifford. It took some time to research the issue, but the council and the village's legal counsel have developed an application form for marijuana establishments to operate within the village limits. The council approved accepting the licensing application form to apply to operate a marijuana business during their last meeting. That was as far as the council was able to go regarding the issue. Attorney Brian Garner was unable to attend the meeting at the time due to illness. He was going to present the range that he would suggest for fees to operate such a business, but without that information, the council did not want to proceed. And due to that, the motion was approved to be tabled for the marijuana application and the renewal fees. And another news for today. Due to a Lapeer County millage request, municipalities throughout the county, like Otter Lake, are being asked to make a financial sacrifice. Lapeer County will be asking voters to approve increasing the millage from 0.3916 of a mil to 0.4578 of a mil for 4 years for senior services that will be on the August 4th primary election ballot. If the millage proposal passes, the plan is to be able to capture all of the money generated for it And to do so, municipalities were asked to approve an agreement not to capture any of the funds generated by that millage. During the last village meeting, the Otter Lake Council agreed to the provision to not capture any of the additional millage so that all of the money can instead go to senior services and nothing else. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.
That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.